Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
It's been a long night for the crew of the Glenmidden. Disguised as monks from Buckfast Abbey, they have been moving the cargo of Buckfast from the grounded Druthy Prior onto their own ship, and then moving the rest of the contraband onto the shore, ready to bottle and sell it to the locals. There is the small problem of the custom and excise, who have said they will be back to investigate these strange monks.
Scotty, how much more of this stuff is still to come off the ship?
I know much. Maggie and Dick are just on their way now with the last load.
Right-ho. And how is the bottling coming along?
Well, I got the Eriski Noise to start bottling the stuff last night, so it should be about done.
You let the Eriski Noise loose on alcohol? Are you mad?
No, Doogie's keeping an eye on the other two. And anyway, Roger's there sticking on the new labels. Have you seen them? Here's one.
Stuck fast. For the bigger boozer. Get this down your gullet.
Aye, well, the labels are called Stuck Fast, so we kept on name and gave Roger the rest of the stuff to write on them. It's no half bad, is it, no?
No, it's not half bad. It's worse than that, but time is against us, so it'll have to do.
Captain, thank goodness that's done. I'm all done in.
Dick, you've done a great job there. What's that in your hand?
Oh, it's the oar, Captain.
Where's the other one?
The other oar's in the boat.
Here, are you calling me names out there? Would someone help a lady out of this contraption?
Aye, I'll help on the lady. Where are they?
Oh, you big tease. Come and help me get my leg over. This habit's restricting my movements.
Here, hold on to my horn. I'll give you a pull. Look what you've done, woman. You've ripped my habit right up the back. I tell you to hold my hand, not my shoulders.
Oh dear, and you not wearing your best drawers.
I'm not wearing any drawers, you big bumpot. I thought you were washing them.
Oh, that's right, so I was. It takes quite a while to boil them and get those stains out, though. Here, could you not use this puncture kit from the dinghy to cover up your modesty?
That's no an inner tube, that's my bahookie. What on earth would I do with a puncture kit? Jeez, my backside's in view like a full moon, you curry-fisted doughball. What are you going to do to cover it up?
Maybe I could be of assistance, Scotty.
You stand away from my bahookie, no offence, but there are things a man likes to keep to himself.
All I was going to suggest was using some of these bottle stickers to hold it together.
See, I knew the captain would come up with a solution to your predicament. Give me the stickers and I'll close up your gaping hole.
So, with Scotty all fixed up, the crew go to see how the bottling and stickering is coming along. Just at the same time, something else comes along. It's the ice cream van. Crawford must have managed to get his hands on one to take the newly labelled Buckfast round the island to sell.
Captain, I got the line of this ice cream van for one of the vendors on the island. They've just had a bit of an ice cream war, so the tune plays a bit wonky. Listen.
Well, beggars can't be choosers, Crawford. At least you got the van. Now, how is the labelling and bottling going?
I think we've managed to fill up those 10 crates so far.
What 10 crates? There's only 5 of them over there.
Now, isn't that strange? I see 10 of them.
Have you been imbibing?
Never been near the place.
I'll take that as a yes, then. Where are the other two?
Who?
The other two. Doddy and Doogie, where are they?
Oh, Doddy needed to relieve himself. And Doogie's going to speak to that man from the customs.
All right. What? What man from the customs?
That man over there. He arrived about 5 minutes ago. Or was it 10? Anyway, he arrived and Doogie's been talking to him.
Right, Scotty, Crawford, Maggie, get those crates in the van and get off selling them. Dick, you come with me while we talk to Mr. Bellend.
So, with seconds to spare, the ice cream van heads off to sell its wares, whilst the captain and Dick go over to see the man from the customs and excise.
Ah, Abbott and Father Big Dictimus. I was just telling your brother here about the interesting phone call I had with Buckfast Abbey this morning after I left you.
Captain, I didn't know Doogie was my brother. Do you think my mother knows?
I'll explain later. What telephone call would that be?
The one where the monks at Buckfast Abbey know nothing about Abbot N. Costello, nor a Father Big Dictimus, nor the rest of your monstrous monks.
They didn't know about us? Who did you speak to?
I spoke to Father over there, and he said he hadn't heard of a single one of you.
Ah, old Father over there. What an old codger he is. He's as deaf as a post, you know. And a mind that's so muddled he doesn't even know what day it is, never mind who his brothers are.
Is he insinuating that we're not really monks?
All I'm saying is, it all sounds rather queer to me.
Well, thank God for that!
I thought I'd never stop. I must stop drinking that water. Who's this?
It's a man from the customs. He says it's all very queer.
What?
He says it's all very queer.
Ah, well, he doesn't he look so manly himself.
No, he says it sounds queer that we're monks.
I'll queer monks them. Just because we're wearing skirts doesn't mean a thing.
Brother Torkel, we have to get his hearing seen to.
Look, why don't we sit down and have a discussion about this over a glass of wine? I take it you drink wine.
Well, I shouldn't. Not on duty anyway. Who's to see you? There's only us around. And we've taken a vow of chastity, so we won't say a thing.
He means a vow of silence. Anyway, will you join us?
Oh, all right, just the one.
So, one follows another, which follows another, which... Well, you get the idea. Within 3 hours, the customs gentleman is out for the count, and just in time, as a strange sound pervades the air.
Well, done, Miss Quick. I've never seen such crowds for ice cream. I think work must take a toot, and we were selling wine like we were going out of business.
Aye, there was everyone from kids up to pensioners chasing the van. I was a bit scared at one point when the one woman in the Zimmer frame attached herself to the bumper and wouldn't let go.
But you sold all the stuff.
Everything has gone, including the nougat wafers that we ended up selling to that vicar as communion wafers. He's already bought 15 bottles of the stuff. He said he'd use it for the communion wine. Who's that man stretched out on the shore?
Oh, that's Mr. Bellend. Long story, no time. We have to get back to the ferry and get out of here. Just get the oars into the dinghy and we'll be off.
Dick, what are you doing? Put me down this instant.
So, with pockets stuffed with cash, a ferry stuffed with contraband Buckfast, and Dick's mouth stuffed with Maggie's fist, the crew head back to the MV Glenmidden, leaving a rather hungover customs and excise officer on the shore, along with a battered ice cream van and 20 empty bottles of Stuckfast surrounding him. It looks like our gallant crew have got away with their plan. But will they be so lucky next time? Tune in next week, same time, same channel, for more adventures from the Glenmidden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.